The Bnei Yitzchak asks the pasuk in the beginning of Parashas Kedoshim says, "Dabal kol bnei Yisrael, kol das bnei Yisrael, v'amat aleim Kedoshim tiyu kodesh oni." And he tries to understand what exactly is meant with the mitzvah of Kedoshim tiyu. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking of us with this mitzvah? And he also asks that the Medrash on this pasuk says, "Kedoshim tiyu yochel kamoni." One would think that their kedusha should be equivalent to the kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tamloima ki kodesh ani kedushasi lamala bekedushaschem. My kedusha, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is greater than your kedusha. And of course, the question is, how would anyone think that the kedusha of a human being can be equivalent to the kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Medrash is teaching us that it isn't? So he explains from the name of Reb Mendel Rimanover. He says that the word kedushim means to be prepared, to be used in a way that one is yuchid, one is singled out and connected. As we find, he says, that what is the word that's used for when a husband and wife get married? The word is kedushin, because what happens when a husband and a wife get married to each other? They become exclusive to each other. They become connected to each other. And that's what the pasuk means to say here. Kedoshim tiyu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, Klal Yisrael needs to be prepared, needs to be miyuchid, needs to be special to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki kodesh ani. Because says the pasuk and says the medrash, we need to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because ki kodesh ani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connected to us. Yochel kamoni. And continues the medrash, we would think that our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is equal to the connection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to us. Tamalayim kikadosh ani kedushasi lamala b'kedushaschem. As great of a level of kedusha that we may have, it certainly cannot and never can be equivalent to the devotion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to us. But the pasuk is teaching us that the way we become kadosh, what is expected of us, is devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki kadosh ani, just like we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is devoted to us. And actually, as we're learning this week, Parshas Achrei Mos, and the Parsha of Achrei Mos teaches how Nadav and Avihu unfortunately were taken away. And what happened was, what led them to go into the Mishkan when they weren't supposed to? What they wanted to do was connect themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they felt that the right way and the right place where to become connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Mishkan. And that's why they went into the Mishkan even in a time that they weren't supposed to go in there. So if that's what they did, why is that so terrible? So I saw that Nadav and Avihu made a fundamental error. The fundamental error that they made was, the Sefer Toldos Yitzchak explains, is they thought that the only place where somebody could become connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Mishkan, and the Kodesh, and the Heichel, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But that is not what is expected of us. What's expected of us is to connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when we're not in the base, not in the Mishkan, even when we're not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that's why that was their error. And not only that, it's very interesting. This Parsha of Kedoshim Tiyu begins with the words, Dabar al kol hadas b'nei Yisrael. And Rashi already points out, why is this mentioned? Why here does it say specifically Adas Kol B'nei Yisrael, that it was said to all of Klal Yisrael? And Rashi says, Pashazu Bahakal Nemra. Pashazu was said where, when all of Klal Yisrael gathered by Hakel. The Chasam Sofer says the pshat in the pasuk is that people believe that the only way that they could become kadosh is if they separate from everyone else and they live a life of total separation, and that's how they could attain kedusha. Says the pasuk, that isn't the way one attains kedusha. Dabra kol adas b'nei Yisrael. On the contrary, when we're together with other people, when we connect ourselves with other people, with adas b'nei Yisrael, that's when the halacha is kedoshim to you. We can become kadosh. Kedoshim doesn't demand separation. Kedoshim represents kol adas b'nei Yisrael, that when we're together with other people, when we're interacting with other people, we demonstrate how we live a life of kedusha. But the Bava Rebbe Zatzal says that the pasuk, the medrash on this pasuk of kedoshim to you, quotes the pasuk that we say every day in Lam Natzeach, the pasuk of Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisodecha. Of course, the question is, what is the connection between that pasuk and the pasuk of kedushin to you? So he quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, "Tzoli v'roini yeshevet tzion ki gadol bekirbech kedosh Yisrael." He explains that pasuk is speaking about people who learn Torah, and he says that when one learns Torah, that is the way he could reach kedusha. As the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Chof on the base teaches us, Reb Chinuchas Ben Yoah teaches us, Torah mevia kedusha. Somebody who learns Torah can attain the level of kedusha. And the reason is because when somebody is learning Torah, the Shechina Kedusha sits with him and accompanies him as he learns Torah. So he says that's the pshat in the pasuk. Tzoli v'roini yeshevet tzion. Yeshevet Tzion is the people who learn Torah, as the pasuk says. The Gemara Masechta the Brachos explains, Daf Ches Amud Aleph explains the pasuk. Oyev Hashem Shair Tzion, Shorim Hamutzionim Ba'alecha. Roni Yeshevet Tzion. Why are the people who learn Torah happy? Because somebody that learns Torah, Ki Gadol Bekirbech Kedosh Yisrael, has the schus and has the privilege that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is with them. And that's what the pasuk says. The pasuk charges us with Kedoshim Tiyu, that we have to be Kadosh. But as we learn this pasuk with Kedoshim Tiyu, we have the question, how are we going to attain that level? Says the pasuk, Yishlach Ezrecha Mekadosh Mitzion Yisadecha. Mitzion means the person who's learning Torah, the person who's connecting himself to the Shorim Hamutzionim Ba'alocha, that individual will have the schus of Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will give him the Siyata Deshmaya, give him the Kedusha, they'll give him the Siyata Deshmaya to reach that level. But he goes on to explain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes that we are only human beings, and that we're only people that could do this much. But he quotes the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, where the pasuk says, "Pischuli achasi reyasi." Pischuli, just open up an opening, as Chazal always teach us. Pischuli, pischuli, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us, "Pischuli, pischuli, kachudu shamatchad." Opening up an opening, just the size of the head of a needle. V'ani eftach lechem pischuli shulam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, then I will then help you reach high levels of Kedusha. The Gemara Masechta Yuma, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph teaches us, "V'skadishtem v'yisem kedoshim." A person just makes a first step towards becoming Kaddish, towards reaching the level of Kedusha. We in this world live a life of Kedusha. And that's what the pasuk says. Kedoshim to you. I ask of you that you be Kaddish. And the question then every person asks is, how can I reach the level of Kedusha? Aren't we just mere blood and mere boss of Adam? Aren't we human beings? How do you expect us, we say to Hashem, to become Kaddish? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki Kaddish ani Hashem Elokeichem. Kedushasi l'malam kedushaschem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am infused with Kedusha. And when I see a person trying to approach and reach me and connect to me, Kedushasi, my great level of Kedusha, the person asks, Yachol Kamayni? The person's asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, how do you expect that I should be Kadosh? I'm not a God. Kadosh Baruch Hu answers him, I don't expect you to be God. And I know that you're not. But I know that if you try, then Kedushasi, Lamalam Kedushasrem, my Kedusha that I have, Kaviyachal, which is the source, obviously, of all Kedusha in the world, Lamalam Kedushasrem will infuse you with Kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect from us what we can't do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us what we can do. But what we can do should lead us to a life of Kedusha.